CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki, in our top stories. The struggle for better working conditions, satisfactory pay, and a recognized status is a constant quest of workers and government whose ambitions are emphasized on the occasion of World Day for Decent Work, commemorated today, with activities in Yaoundé chaired by the Minister of Labour and Social Security. Institutions of higher learning in Cameroon have opened lecture halls for the 2024-2025 academic year amidst infrastructural and other socioeconomic challenges. In sports, the Indomitable Lions assemble quarters in Yaoundé to begin training ahead of their double 2025 AFCON qualifiers as their new technical bench is given the command baton at the Fekafoot head office. And those were our top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepka. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, is en route to Fokwe in the West region to assess the impact of the recent floods and mudslides in some localities there following torrential rains. He is undertaking the assessment mission at the behest of President Paul Biya, and the minister is to supervise the distribution of relief supplies made available by the presidential couple. The heavy rains have broken bridges in Bandum and Dunde villages in Menwa Division and have left many people homeless. A 13-year-old class 6 pupil in Yaoundé has been carried away by waters in the Biemasi Lac area while on his way to school early this morning. Eyewitness accounts say the boy was trying to pick up a ball when the water swept him away. State universities in Cameroon and various institutions of higher learning in the country have officially resumed today for the 2024-2025 academic year. Some of the institutions are reportedly plagued by problems linked to the lack of infrastructure to accommodate the growing number of students admitted each year. However, many lecturers and students were present in various campuses today. Workers in Cameroon joined their counterparts worldwide in observing this year's edition of the World Day for Decent Work. Labour and Social Security Minister Grégoire Wona, who presided over the commemorative ceremony in Yaoundé today, declared that the government remains committed to promoting decent work in the country. The event was attended by dignitaries including Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Gabriel Bairobe and the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari. Issues crucial to the development of the Economic and Monetary Community of Central Africa, CEMAC, are at the center of discussion in the meeting of member states that began in Bangui today. The Interstate Committee meeting will focus on examining files concerning the adoption of the CEMAC budget for 2025, the evaluation of past performances, as well as decisions on the community's future direction. Ministers in charge of the economy and finance of the 6 member states are attending the 2-day meeting that started this Monday. They will also take part in the 42nd ordinary session of the Council of Ministers of the Central African Economic Union, scheduled for Friday, the 11th of October, in Bangui, capital of the Central African Republic. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December the 1st. The Minister commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. He further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center, 8200. An electronic assistance platform, help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, a messaging service, 691-881-881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance also informs the Directors General of Public Establishments and Heads of Decentralized Local Authorities that in application of the provisions of Law Number 2023/019 of December 19, 2023, relating to the Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year, withholding tax certificates are now issued exclusively online through the e-billing module of the Tax Administration's Information Technology System. To ensure the full success of the implementation of this reform, the generalization, which was launched on March 18, 2024, training sessions are planned for accounting officers and municipal collectors according to the following modalities. Location, auditorium of the General Directorate General of Taxation, Wednesday, October 9, for municipal councillors, for municipal collectors, Thursday, October 10, for accounting officers, the time from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. The Minister of Finance invites the above-mentioned officials to massively attend in these training sessions, which will enable them to be sufficiently equipped to carry out their operations in the dedicated e-billing platform. An online and assistance system is set up through the free toll call center of the Directorate General of Taxation at number 8200 and the electronic help desk platform accessible at www.support.harmony2.cm. In sports, players called up to represent Cameroon in the Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Kenya at home on Friday are expected to be in Yaoundé ahead of the double confrontation. Those who are reportedly already in the country include skipper Vincent Aboubakar, Jackson Chachua, Christian Basogok, Martin Atemenge, and Patrick Soko. The Indomitable Lions face the Harambee Stars of Kenya on Friday at home and then travel to Kampala, Uganda, where Kenya will receive them on Monday, October 14. The new managerial team of the Indomitable Lions is to be installed this afternoon at the headquarters of the Cameroon Football Federation in Chinga, Yaoundé. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Immense thanks for being with us. Waters overflowing due to heavy rains over the Biemasi Lake in Yaoundé have swept away a 13-year-old pupil as he was on his way to school this morning. Eyewitness accounts say the class 6 pupil was intent on picking up a football he saw floating on the lake, an act which led to his drowning in the lake. A reporter, Anne Omeko from CRTV Center, says the body of the 13-year-old Henri is still to be found and his family is heartbroken.
Unconsolable are parents of 13-year-old Henri Kokonu, class 6 pupil of government's Balingo Primary School, Biemasi, a neighborhood in Yaoundé 6 subdivision gone forever. Going by information collected from family members and eyewitnesses, Henri was attracted by a ball floating on the running water before getting drowned. The child was on his way to school. He discovered a ball floating on water and thought he could easily call it. Not knowing the dangers ahead, he found himself in the water. Alerted by the unfortunate incident, the population immediately mobilized to save the young boy that have proven fruitless. Everyone has his level of interpretation. We will continue searching, but at this time, we are losing hopes to find the body at this place. Family members and the population all heartbroken as the lifeless body of Henri Kokonu is yet to be found. Inhabitants of Biemasi say this is the third drowning case in just a year. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
Our hearts and prayers go out to that inconsolable family. Please, let's keep safe during this rainy season. In other news, the first Hamburg Sustainability Conference to seek ways of accelerating the attainment of SDGs and fast-tracking solutions to socio-ecological challenges facing the globe has gone underway. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, in his keynote, invited world leaders, the academia, the business world, and international organizations to step up the momentum aimed at creating a better and healthier world for all. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Janguti, who is representing the President of the Republic at the event, was among world leaders who attended the opening ceremony. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The Chamber of Commerce Hall in Hamburg, Germany, was the center of reflections and actions to reinvigorate global efforts aimed at finding sustainable solutions to the socio-ecological challenges facing the world today. The opening ceremony of the Hamburg Sustainability Conference once more put on the table the dire issues of SDGs attainment, the green economy, sustainable cities, and innovative financing solutions facing the world. After a welcome speech by the mayor of Hamburg, the German chancellor took to the rostrum to sound the siren and draw the attention of the international community on the need to act wisely and to act fast in order to save a world which is more and more threatened by the climate, war, and poverty. In his keynote, Olaf Scholz proposed a trinity of measures to help accelerate global solutions to challenges facing the world. A profound social transformation which leaves no one behind, taking into account the UN Agenda 2030, the setting up of a circular economy, and serious ecological transformation are the measures he proposed. The German Chancellor expressed compassion to victims of hurricanes and floods around the world, especially victims in West and Central Africa, where many are left in precarious conditions. The German Chancellor further invited world leaders to invest in sustainable development. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Janguti, representing President Paul Biya, featured amongst the world leaders who attended the opening ceremony of the Hamburg Sustainability Conference. After the opening ceremony, panel discussions were opened, focusing mainly on business alliances as a lever for decarbonization, unlocking investments on the SDGs through better data, and catalyzing policy action for sustainable and resilient agriculture and food systems. The Cameroon delegation to Hamburg is composed of a number of members of government, as well as of close aides and senior officials of the PM's office. The Hamburg Sustainability Conference to seek solutions to socio-ecological problems facing the world. But organizers of the Hamburg Sustainability Conference, who are the United Nations Organization, the German Federal Government, the Michael Otto Foundation, and the City of Hamburg, say they want the conference to be one which makes a difference. Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
In one of our headline stories, the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Grégoire Owona, says the government will continue constructive social dialogue to promote decent work in Cameroon. He was speaking during celebrations to mark World Day for Decent Work this Monday, Yaoundé. It was attended, amongst others, by some members of government, as Ngu Henry reports.
Members of government in Cameroon, the country director of the International Labour Organization, plus representatives of employers and workers' organizations took part in celebrations marking the World Day for Decent Work. It focused on decent work for sustainable peace in Cameroon and engaging youth employees, labour organizations, public and private structures to promote decent work for all. The country director of the International Labour Organization, Claude Yao Kwame, stresses the importance of cooperation for achieving decent work and extending social protection in Cameroon.
How to have access to protection services. Decent work is one pillar of agenda. Bring together different parts of the world of work. In Cameroon, I think that's very key to the development, to inclusive growth, and about sustainability of the development and peace.
The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Grégoire Owona, revealed that the government has three priorities today, which are the creation of more and decent jobs for youths, social protection, and constructive social dialogue. The plethora of dignitaries who attended the ceremony included ministers Gabriel Bairobi and Issa Chiruma Bakari.
Among the several precarious professions in Cameroon is domestic work, whose employees bitterly complain about indecent conditions demonstrated through long hours, low pay and burdensome labor. Our reporter Vanessa Woodnang-Snamuk had a chat with some of them who hope their status could improve.
When they are employed in a home, the entire house chores often rest on these domestic workers for usually very low wage, as explained by these house helps.
We help to clean the house properly. We take care of clothes. We take care of children. We take care of adults, and we also cook food.
I earn 25,000 a month. I get up at 5 and make breakfast for everyone. After that, I do laundry. I clean, I mop the house, I iron.
The highly physical, demanding nature of their jobs, lack of social security, misunderstandings with employers, as well as other ill treatments, fuels the dreams these domestic workers have for a better tomorrow.
I expect to be paid better, so I will really like to emphasize on the fact that those ladies who are our patrons should learn to respect us the same way they respect them in their job sites. I will also like to myself training other women to be professional house helps.
Despite the hurdles of their jobs, these workers of the informal sector remain optimistic about the future while they continue giving in their best at work.
And we take you over to Ebolova in the South region, where activities marking this year's edition of World Habitat Day are unfolding under the theme Engaging Youth for a Better Urban Future. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Telesin Kicha-Cortes, is presiding over the colourful event on behalf of the Prime Minister. Our reporter Clarence Azay is standing by for updates. Hello, Clarence.
Good afternoon, Drusilla, and welcome to join me on the vast courtyard of the Bengo Hotel here in Ebolova, where curtains are about to be drawn on this year's celebration of World Habitat Day. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cortes, at exactly 11 a.m. to close a week of intellectual activities for the attention of municipalities in order to integrate the vibrancy and energy of young people in transforming their towns and cities. On hand to welcome her was Governor Felix Ngelengele and his état-major. After a welcome speech by the city mayor, Dr. Danielle Ejo, Mrs. Kecha-Cortes, in her opening address, praised the dynamism of municipal authorities of the town of Ebolova, especially for the involvement of young people at this year's event. Alongside the Minister of Housing and her counterpart of higher education, Professor Jacques Pham Dongo, Decentralization, George Elanga Obam, Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libom Lilikeng, Youth and Civic Education, Mununa Fotso, Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Lee, and Supreme State Audit, Mba Acham Rose, as well as the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Justice, Jean de Dieu Momo, the Director General of CRTV, Vishal Ndongo, and FECOM, Philippe Camille Aqua, are also present among other illustrious personalities. Other highlights of the day has been the award of prizes of the Clean City Competition, with the Ebolova 2 Council winning the first prize again, like in 2021. Clarence Azay reporting for the 3 p.m. News.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Minutes after 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. We take you to another headliner. State universities and other institutions of higher learning across the country have officially opened lecture halls for the 2024-2025 academic year. In Yaoundé, lectures in most of the establishments kicked off as early as 7:30 a.m. A reporter, Colette Jani, visited some of the schools in Yaoundé and says that both students and lecturers have determined to complete their respective courses before the year runs out.
It is about 8 a.m. Monday morning at the campus of the University of Yaoundé 1, Gwaikele. Despite the heavy rains, the staff and students went against the tide to begin lectures for the 2024-2025 academic year.
And Shimbon Blessing, trying to adapt from the holidays wasn't really easy.
At the Yaoundé International Business School, lectures kicked off heat-free.
Through Ismail Tumasang, a business executive agent, we received over 400 students on our campus for a debut. So we have two persons at our entrance to check students if they match conformity with our educational requirements.
While all seems to be well in most higher institutions of learning, those specialized in the health sector are still faced with some challenges.
Awa Emmanuel, president of Holy Family University Institute, Minister of Public Health and the Minister of Higher Education put up a communique saying that we should not recruit students in the biomedical. Some of us, that is basically a medical school, is bound to go operational only with 200 and 300. We are totally frustrated. And when we're borrowing from the bank takes the school structure, the documents and the population into consideration as collateral. So we are really in problem.
As a wait on the government to give a second thought about the situation, there's hope that by the end of the academic year, the students will achieve a rich cultural and scientific asset, which will enable their personal development and promote economic, technological and social change.
The 2024-2025 academic year is effective at the University of Maroua, with student support and academic staff entering present this Monday morning. With the present geographical and natural challenges of the Far North region, the National Advanced School of Engineering of Maroua is one of the professional schools at the University of Maroua, training students to respond to present-day challenges, as Amos Enonyakedagbo reports from CRTV Far North in Maroua.
The Far North region, plagued by a myriad of natural disasters, is in need of long-lasting solutions, and the University of Maroua, through the National Advanced School of Engineering, is on hand to train needed professionals. Professor Muhammadu Alidu is the director.
We're training students hydraulic and water management. We also have a department of meteorology and climatology. It is better to have prevision of rain.
Learners are expected to use their training and propose sustainable solutions to present day challenges as well as food security. Professor Idrisu Alium is director of the University of Maroua.
Our students should gather more skills. When being graduated at the University of Maroua, they will be useful as far as Cameroon is concerned, as far as the sub-regional environment is concerned.
Director of the University of Maroua visited some of the schools and faculties to ensure that lectures for the 2024-2025 academic year have effectively begun. Maroua, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
The maiden edition of the Blue Tech Challenge, organized by the Cameroon telecommunications company Camtel, has rounded off with the award of prizes to young entrepreneurs who make a difference in the digital domain. The ceremony was presided over by Camtel's general manager, Judith Iasondi Achidi, who underscored that this initiative is in consonance with the head of state's call for import substitution. Maimoun Anjoya reports.
I really feel happy. I remember just a few months back, I really hoped, after I heard Camtel had launched this competition.
There were 300 from the onset, but just 30 were called up for the final phase of the first ever Blue Tech Challenge, organized by the Cameroon telecommunications company, Camtel. For over 3 months, youth with different technological projects, which are less than 5 years, tried as much as they could to captivate and convince jury members of the pertinence and sustainability of their ideas and projections. Moses Afopezi from Santa in the northwest region of Cameroon won the Blue Star Prize worth 4 million CFA francs.
AgriFresh is an IoT code power storage solution which enables smallholder farmers to be able to extend the shelf life of their perishable goods like tomatoes and pineapples from normal 5 days period to over 21 days.
Other prizes that were awarded include the Blue Tech Women Prize for the best project addressing women's needs, the Blue Academic Innovation Prize of the best project backed up by a higher institution of learning, and quite interestingly, the Handy Blue Prize for persons with disabilities. During this ultimate phase of the Blue Tech Challenge, Camtel's General Manager Judith Yasunde Achidi recalled the importance of this contest, which is out to empower young entrepreneurs and students by enabling them find innovative digital solutions in specific areas. A means for Camtel to drive meaningful digital changes which align with the 2030 National Development Strategy and the Import Substitution Policy launched in Cameroon in 2021.
In sports, Jean-Charles Castelletto has been summoned by the head coach of the Indomitable Lions to replace injured Olivier Ncham. The defender of FC Nantes in France is expected to join the other 23 players called up for the 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Kenya, who have begun arriving in Yaoundé. Harrison Ashutiku has updates from the Lions' den in this report.
Among the nine players already in Cameroon are Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Christian Bazogok, Fai Collins and newcomers, Martin Atemenge and Patrick Soko, goalkeepers, Omosala and Gapanduembu, Angisa, Baleba, Boris Eno, Kunde Malong, Brian Buemo, Frank Magri and Christopher, who are expected today. Midfielder Olivier Ncham, who is reportedly injured, in his place, Jean-Charles Castelletto has been called up by the head coach, Mike Brice. For a successful outcome of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers against the Harambee Stars of Kenya, the revised technical bench of the Indomitable Lions will be installed at the headquarters of the Cameroon Football Federation in the Chinga neighborhood this evening. In the meantime, the second preparatory meeting ahead of the double confrontation against Kenya will take place this Tuesday at the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. The first leg of the match will take place this Friday at the Amado Ahidjo Stadium, while the return leg will be on Monday in Kampala, in Uganda.
Thank you, Harrison Ashutiku. And Cameroon will face Kenya in Yaoundé on October 11th, 2024, and in Kampala 3 days later in two Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers in Group G. Most of the players of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon who are jetting into the country to begin preparing for these confrontations were in action at club level over the weekend. Ben Collins, Nyeberewo.
In the English Premier League, Andre Onana of Manchester United kept a clean sheet in a goalless draw against Aston Villa. Brian Bomo of Brentford scored again in their 5-3 win over Wolves, building on his sixth goal in seven matches. He was recently voted the club's player of the month. Carlos Baleba excelled in midfield for Brighton in their 3-2 victory over Tottenham Hotspur. Brice Mominga-Malloy of Dynamo Moscow in the Russian Premier League marked his return from injury with a goal. Enzo Flavien Boyomo, a newcomer to the Indomitable Lions den, remained undisputed starter for Osasuna in the Spanish La Liga, delivering 37 passes in a goalless draw with Getafe. James Njunga of Žilina played a key role in the defense in the 3-0 win over Dunajska in the Slovakian Premier League. Martin Atemengezie started for Ashdod in the 0-1 loss to Maccabi Haifa in the Israeli Premier League. Serge Patrick Njosoku of Huesca opened his goal account in the 48th minute in the 3-1 win over Cadiz in the Spanish Segunda Division. No Tolo of Seattle Sounders played the full 90 minutes in the 1-0 away victory over Colorado in the U.S. Major Soccer League. These impressive performances bode well for the Indomitable Lions as they prepare to face Kenya in Yaoundé on the 11th and Kampala on the 14th of October 2024.
Now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The struggle for better working conditions, satisfactory pay and a recognized status is a constant quest of workers and government, whose ambitions emphasized on the occasion of World Day for Decent Work commemorated today with activities in Yaoundé chaired by the Minister of Labour and Social Security. Institutions of higher learning in Cameroon have opened lecture halls for the 2024-2025 academic year amidst infrastructural and other socioeconomic challenges. And in sports, the Indomitable Lions assemble quarters in Yaoundé to begin training ahead of their double 2025 AFCON qualifiers as their new technical bench is given the command baton at the Fecafoot head office. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Priska Njeng. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Première conférence de Hambourg sur le développement durable, le chancelier allemand Olaf Scholz lance un appel pour trouver des solutions aux inégalités mondiales, parmi lesquelles les inondations dévastatrices en Afrique centrale et en Afrique de l'Ouest. Des travaux qui ont pour thème tirer parti de la transformation. Présent à la rencontre, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement Joseph Dion Gauté, représentant du chef de l'État Paul Biya. Ce 7 octobre est journée mondiale du travail décent. Au Cameroun, l'événement est placé sous le thème « Le travail décent au service du développement et de la paix. La question préoccupe particulièrement le gouvernement et ses partenaires sociaux et internationaux réunis à Yaoundé ce matin autour du ministre du Travail et de la Sécurité sociale, Grégoire Owona. Autre célébration, mais cette fois à Ebolova, dans la région du Sud, la 38e journée mondiale de l'habitat. La cérémonie officielle était présidée ce lundi par le ministre de l'Habitat et du Développement urbain, Célestine Kétia-Cortez, en présence de plusieurs membres du gouvernement. Au cœur de la commémoration, la modernisation des villes. Rentrée académique 2024-2025, ce 7 octobre est le grand jour pour les étudiants qui franchissent pour la première fois les ponts de l'Université de Yaoundé 1. Ils étaient nombreux ce matin au campus de Ngoaïkélé, question de finaliser leur inscription à faire et faire la reconnaissance des lieux. Et puis en sport, éliminatoire de la CAN Maroc 2025, le Cameroun et le Kenya s'affrontent les 11 et 14 octobre à Yaoundé et Kampala pour le compte des 3e et 4e journées. Les deux protagonistes sont au coude à coude au classement avec 4 points devant le Zimbabwe, 2 points et la Namibie qui a 0 point. Les 24 joueurs retenus par l'entraîneur-sélectionneur national Marc Brice intègrent la tanière dès ce lundi. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TRIPIM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CIAC TV.